And then this is a table from Cattell's book. And it's a table that lists the atomic radii of different atoms. So we just look at this number at the top for chlorine. The atomic radii is 1.81, I guess, angstroms. And over here, the atomic radius for sodium is almost 1. And so the ratio between those two is going to be 1.8. And that's too big for cesium chloride. The critical ratio for cesium chloride was 1.3. So you couldn't take ionic radii of atoms of ions of negatively charged chlorine and positively charged sodium and arrange them in cesium chloride without the and have the sodium be touching all the chlorines. So in that case, it forms the sodium chloride structure. If we look, here's chlorine, and over here is cesium. Cesium is 1.67. Cesium is bigger than sodium. And then this ratio is okay. The ratio of almost 1.7 and 1.8 is less than the 1.3. So cesium chloride can naturally form the cesium chloride structure. If you want to know what crystal structure some ionic crystal will form, you start out with cesium chloride as a default choice, then check the ratio of the radii. If it fits, then it will form cesium chloride. If it doesn't, then it will go to sodium chloride. And then if the ratio is very different, so that sodium chloride, the ratio there, if it's more than 2.4, then it will form either zinc blend or wurtzite, so where there's only four nearest neighbors in that case. So you can, by just looking at this table and looking at the ionic radii, you can guess pretty quickly what the crystal structure will be of an ionic crystal.